You're listening to episode number 1885 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, January 12th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Well, hidey-ho there.
Yeah, Tuesday morning, getting ready for the big taco fest tonight. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You don't go a Tuesday without your taco.
I really don't. Yeah. And if I do, Wednesday sucks. In fact, it's time for random facts.
Yay. I was wondering if you were ever going to bring that up.
Here we go with today's in the novel Forrest Gump, the novel.
Okay.
Forrest is 6'6" and 242 pounds.
Whoa.
The author, Winston Groom, says he pictured John Goodman playing him in a movie.
Wow.
Like, it wouldn't have been as good, Winston. No, it wouldn't have been as good without Tom Hanks. The oldest cat in history lived to be 38 years and 3 days old. Oh, my God.
How old?
38 years and 3 days.
A cat?
A cat. That's the equivalent of 169 in human years.
Jeepers.
It died in 2005.
How is it possible?
I know, right?
Obviously, that cat had more than nine lives.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. When a mosquito bites you, it needs to clear room in its body for the blood so it pees on you.
Jeez. Keep coming and going.
I know, right? And the two longest running live action sitcoms in TV history at 14 seasons are...
I'm still stuck on the mosquito pee.
The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. And, I did not know this, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And Sunny has been renewed to go at least 18 seasons. You don't think about that. But here we're looking at, what, The Simpsons on season number 30,000. Some random facts for today.
There you go.
It's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Oh, geez. It's like our new national nightmare. An expert astrologist claims that the Kimye split is due to an astrological event.
Oh, really?
Really.
Do tell.
Well, astrologist and co-founder of the Cosmic Revolution, Maddie Murphy.
Okay.
It might be Maddie Murphy.
Let's say Maddie.
Maddie sounds better.
Doesn't that sound better? Does it matter?
Anyway,
she's an astrologist. She's a co-founder of a revolution. By God, don't we have enough revolutions to go around these days? I mean, really?
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 She says that the two eclipses of 2020 directly affected the couple's astrological charts.
Oh, my God.
In significant areas around relationships, identity, and sense of self.
What kind of crazy crap is that?
Yeah,
the two eclipses that happened in the same year happened to affect two people. Oh, come on.
Well, I don't know if the cosmic astrological person knows this, but I'm going to tell you.
What's that?
Come closer to the microphone.
Yes.
The two eclipses.
Yes.
Happened to me too. And you.
And you.
According to the expert.
The expert.
It's been a long time coming. Something was brewing.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't think astrologically anything was brewing for the two of them.
Well, that's what the
brewing since
day
one.
Yeah, right? Before 2020. I think there was like a jewelry heist going on and breakdowns.
Oh,
and yeah, that was before 2020.
And Christmas cards.
Can't blame it.
Christmas cards.
Can't blame it on COVID.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
The expert went on to page six, apparently.
Uh-huh.
Said, eclipses are like cosmic cleanup crews. They come to force us to wash away anything that's out of alignment.
Oh, my God.
The expert also pointed out that they could be experiencing an astrological 7-year itch.
I don't think it's anything about an astrological 7-year itch. I think it's a 7-year itch.
I could have not even talked and just said,
just gone to the last
Kimye,
sentence.
7-year itch.
7-year itch. Boom. Pay me $6 million.
Right. Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart.
Snoop Dogg sidekick. Wing woman.
This wing woman.
Or vice versa, whatever. Anyway, she posted a video of herself getting the COVID vaccine yesterday.
Oh.
So in the caption,
yeah,
she said she was grateful to the medical staff who are, quote, wading through the red tape and confusion of the distribution of these very important vaccines.
Ah, very important.
Now, Martha, she would also like you to know that she got no special treatment.
Of course not.
So she had said, to allay your concerns, that I jumped the line, know that I am in the approved age group for this batch of vaccines, and I waited in line with others.
Yeah, sure she did. She waited in her car. She sent a representative to wait in line.
Right there, probably so.
It's like she texted her, and she's like, okay, come jump in line.
Well,
you know that's how
that
happened.
And then that person who waited in the line has to go in a different car.
Well, that person that waited in line probably got COVID for waiting in line. So there you go.
But that's why they have to go in a different car. They can't get in Martha's car. They're in the chase car.
Oh, there's a chase car.
Yeah.
Like Martha's got bodyguards. What is
Martha,
that?
Well, Martha would have a car.
Yeah.
That she's waiting in.
Okay.
The stand-in would be in the stand-in staff car.
Do you ever see her show on HGTV or Food Network or whatever the hell? One of those Discovery Plus channels.
I saw it a couple times. Yeah, and it's interesting.
She introduced us, I think, to everybody that works for her. I kind of remember her having a driver. Wasn't there somebody on there that was washing the car or something? Driving Miss Martha or something like that.
She doesn't have to do it.
I'm not sure that that had anything to do with a racist thing, but I'm just... you mentioned the car, and I just went there. I'm thinking Morgan Freeman is effing driving Martha Stewart to the clinic to get her damn vaccine. Morgan Freeman should be getting his own damn vaccine. So does he...
To match what's in your head right now is just... He lost himself in himself.
I'm done. Mic drop. See you tomorrow, kids. Oh my God.
You need to go take a nap.
I do.
There was this. I could almost see the scene that was going on in your head.
Look, how old is Martha Stewart?
I think you said she's 79.
She's 79, right?
How old is Morgan Freeman?
Morgan Freeman's like 80 something.
So here's the car with Morgan Freeman.
When he was driving Miss Daisy, he was a little younger. He wasn't young, but he was younger.
He kind of
played older, but
yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm seeing these scenes from the movie. I'm like dying
with Martha Stewart in the back
seat. In the back seat.
Would you like a brownie? I baked you some brownies, driver. We need to swing by and pick up Snoop Dogg.
How does Halle Berry fit into any of this today? I don't know. Anyway.
You know what's nuts? In that scrambled head of yours right now, you pop out with Halle Berry at a time like this.
Oh, my God. My belly hurts. This is terrible.
That's as much exercise as your stomach has had in a while.
I hope this wasn't something that was really hard to listen to on the radio. That's what my concern is. Who are you calling whatever? You know, it's just Morgan Freeman.
I want to go right. No, Miss Martha, we're going left. I want to go right.
Enough. We'll be back tomorrow with more frivolity. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.